טוב, עוד לא נפעם שמו שפירה אז והאגפי, נבוק עשרה. Yeah, Ezra's pure. It doesn't have a lot to throw out. On page 69, Machloket Shalomida. Why was this such a strong opposition to Breslev? First of all, Breslev was a small Hasidic group, unknown. There was no live Rebbe standing at its head. And therefore, it was a very, like, people didn't know. Besides, Breslev also, there's no outside in Breslev. There's no such thing as Breslev Vush.
Breslev?
Levush, dress. Breslev is not the way you dress. Right? You wear a dress whoever you are, you can dress. Right? You wear this kind of hat, that kind of hat, this kind of coat, that kind of coat. And the Breslev ended there. Right? Almost as no, yeah. Today, the tchilas people wear, but they walk like everyone else.
I'm sorry,
they walk like everyone else.
But you said there's no Kalik? You said there's today there's what?
There's tchilas. The blue string that we put on the tzitzit.
Not everybody.
I'm impressed that a lot of people do.
I'm sorry,
yeah. Yeah. Whatever, not only best.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So more than people just argued on Breslev, they argued on something they had no idea. Like Avinu said, anyone who argues at me, he made an image to himself that's called Nachman, and he decided that this Nachman is this and this and this and that, and then he argues on that image that he created to himself. If someone knew where Avinu is, why will he argue about him? Why will he disagree? Yeah. Besides, in those days, Yerushalayim, we're talking about 80 years ago, or more, 100 years ago, less, 90, whatever, between the Turks and the British. In those days, yeah, and those also the Zionists that were there, there was a lot of stuff there. So the Yadut HaChavadi, the Judaism that was Haredim, which were very few, lived here in the old city, in a few little neighborhoods, Shari Chesed, a few neighborhoods, they were very, very, very careful, they were very scared from anything that is different. Anything that was different, and they were right. Anything that was different, they reject right away. Not without checking even. It's not what everyone does, we don't want to hear. So Breslev was not what everyone does. There was very few Breslev of it. Therefore, it was wrong. And the atmosphere that was in those days, I'll testify, there was a conversation that was given by Rabbi Yaakov Shechter with Rabbi Nachman Goldstein, the son of Moshe Goldstein, and Rabbi Nosson David Shapira. So it's all blessed. They spoke together, they gave him an interview like. So Rabbi Nachman said, I was a young boy. I had a friend in those days, a young boy, who fell, he became an Etzel guy, one of the undergrounds here in Israel. In his bar mitzvah, he still wore strimal, and those days, some people still wore strimals then, for bar mitzvah. Strimal, and he had long socks, yeah, and long pants. One day, he came over to me, hiddenly, showed me a gun, a pistol, a real pistol. That got me very excited. He told me, you also want a pistol? I said, yes, I want a pistol. He said, okay, so we'll meet in the shul at 2 o'clock, and then from there we'll go together to the base, and they'll give you a pistol. That's what he promised me. In my heart, I knew Rav Voshkin's saying, he's still alive today. His father just died. His father was 90-something years old. Right? 98, 93, you know, 90. He was old. But he's not young. He's also in the upper 70s. Right? In my heart, I knew that those who go there don't come back. Meaning, my Judaism is in danger.
Go where?
To the undergrounds. In the underground, in those days, even those who were religious, it was very light. It wasn't like the Haredi there. It's very light.
Is that the Arela?
No, the Haganah Yimach Shema Mezichah, Sonei Israel, Shema Achem. Like with the etzel and lefi. The other two, there were three. There were left wing one people, which they took Jews and brought them over to the British. And there were two which more right wing. One was a little bit right wing. They were against killing women and children, but they killed a lot of Arabs and a lot of British. And there was a lechi which said, as long as you're blowing them up, kill them all. And then there were the Haredim who said, we don't have anything to do with this. You want to serve Hashem? You want to fight with the Arabs? Go fight with the Arabs. What do you want with us? Anyway, those who went to the underground, all the Mesilu Shefes they had, it wasn't the way of the Judaism. It's the way they decided. Like the IDF today.
I'm confused.
What are you confused about? Let's hear a story.
No, you said like the IDF today is compared to what left with what? Left the underground?
It's the Haganah, yeah. Of course, you don't know that?
I mean, versus Stern versus Lecky.
Right. Lecky is Stern.
I'm sorry. Stern versus...
They don't go after Arabs.
Whatever, they don't go after Arabs, they go after Jews. Whatever it is, I just want to say that anyone in those days, all the young boys went to the underground, they didn't stay in the very strong in their Judaism afterwards. That's for sure. Anyways, Nachum Boshe says, I was turning over in my bed back and forth, I didn't know what to do. My father was then in the Jordanian captivity. There was a lot of people captured in the old city. My mother, I know she wouldn't, he said, I know she wouldn't withstand the disaster that I'll go to the Etzel. What will my father say when he comes back and he hears I went to the Etzel? It's horrible. The whole night I wasn't able to fall asleep. The next day I decided, I'm not going. No matter what. Indeed, it was hard for me to to disappoint. My friend was waiting for me, but at the end, my spiritual life was saved because I rejected going there. Sirapti, I refused going there. Also, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter says, also about him, some guy wanted to grab him to take him to be in the underground. Okay, this is the story that he says. In those days, I went to Mount Shaali to fix something in a certain store that belonged to one of my friends. But also he went a little bit after the Zionist organization. I went to the store, and here I see this young boy, which I know he's also trying to pull me to the Etzel, talking with the owner of the store. When they saw me, they started talking loudly that how you go into the Haganah, they go into the Lechi, right? And their intention was clear that they want that I'll be involved. And I said, oh, how do you do it? And I'll go into it. Yeah? And then tell me how to go into there. But Hashem saved me, and I withstood the test, and I didn't go to them. I didn't tell it to anyone because I knew that the British could capture them. But the eres, how do you say the eres? The poison slowly went into these two guys that I knew. And afterwards, when the state formed and everything, these two friends that I knew, of course, left their religious life. They say like religious, sort of, but they left serving Hashem.
How come in the beginning you wanted to get a gun?
It's exciting for a 14-year-old to see a gun. Of Nathan David, he says, I just saw these guys recently in Uman. These two guys who left, they went to be in the underground, and then they left sort of the Haredi life. He said, I just saw the two of them now recently in Uman. Many years later, yes, 60 years later, or more. One of them goes every year to Uman. The other guy kind of went once. But anyways, they're doing more tshuva, that's for sure, and they're regretting the ways they went. And Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter says, in those days, the Zionist organization, the Etzem, the Lechi, the Haganah, destroyed the worlds of the youngsters. And even if he stayed Haredi, which weren't many, many did not stay, the rest of them for sure left. Because breastlev, you have to devote yourself completely. My father said, Yaakov Meir Shechter is saying, my father said, at least tell breastlev Hasidim, it's true that your Rebbe promised that this fire will be burning till Mashiach comes. But it seems like this is the last generation of your breastlev. Personally, he said, it hurt me very much. After my wedding, I met a Jew in Ben Yisrael. He told me, Yaakov Meir, today when they say a breastlev yungaman, a breastlev avrech, they're referring only to you. Because there weren't any. These things, they hurt my heart very much. And I took upon myself to get young boys into breastlev. In the beginning, I just had three boys that used to come and sit with me for Yaakov Meir Shechter. Three boys used to come sit with me, Shal Shuddis, and slowly in the Malka, slowly we got up to 24. In those days, 24 was like unbelievable. Where did you get the 24 from? We weren't breast of at home. And those of Nassim Lieberman, Shlita, in Nebak, he also began. Gathering young boys together. Leitzik Nuto, Amali Aviv Dichut, I'm Yagin Zimelech Mod. So when my father, Yaakov Meir Shechter, said that when my father, when he was all very old and he already saw that whole movement, the breast was growing, Rav David Shechter. So he told his son, he said, oh, the Misnagdim are very much again, they're very upset of you. Because now they see that the Rebbe's Inyan is continuing on. Anyways, Shkoyer. Another seal. Another seal.